Good morning, I'm Emmeline Mohebi, in for Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, June 24th. Funding for hotel vouchers has expired for flood victims. We'll have more on what's next for them, but first, let's do the headlines. The county's unemployment rate noticeably dropped last month compared to April. The rate decreased half a percentage point to 3.6%. And the county is still performing better than the state, which is seeing 4.5% unemployment. Compared to this time last year, the county's rate wasn't too different at 3.3%. The county's Housing and Community Development Services is looking for input on its five-year consolidated plan. The plan is an evaluation of all housing and community development needs in the county, especially in unincorporated areas, and serves as an official application for HUD funding. Each year, the department gets about $14 million in federal HUD funding for projects that support affordable housing and improve communities. The plan maps out goals for July 1st of next year through June 2030. Examples of projects funded in previous years include affordable housing, first-time homebuyer programs, building new sidewalks and accessible ramps, and food assistance. You can learn more at two in-person events this week. The first one is on Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Alpine Library, and the next one is on Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Casa de Oro Library in Spring Valley. There will be more in-person and virtual meetings through the end of July. You can learn more on the Engage San Diego County website. We can expect sunny San Diego weather this week. Today in the inland and mountain areas, temps will be in the mid-80s and by the coast it'll be in the high 70s. In the deserts, there's an excessive heat warning in effect until 8 p.m. on Thursday, where temps can reach up to 114 degrees. And don't forget, if you need a place to escape the heat, there are plenty of cool zones open throughout the county. To find a cool zone site closest to you, visit the county's website or call 211. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hey, I'm Ari Shapiro, host of All Things Considered. Join me and my friend Alan Cumming for a unique and wildly fun evening of storytelling and song. It's a show we call Och and Oi, a Considered Cabaret. We will be live in San Diego on Saturday evening, October 12th at Humphreys by the Bay. I am so looking forward to meeting KPBS members at the show. We'll sing, we'll laugh, we'll have a great time. Here's how to join us.
Become a member of KPBS by pledging $300 or more and join us for Och and Oi, a Considered Cabaret. The meet and greet will include wine, cheese, and photo ops with Ari and Alan. Call 1-800-576-5727 or pledge online at kpbs.org. Thank you.
Victims of the January 22nd floods in San Diego have to find a new place to stay after funding for hotel vouchers expired late last week. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says some are already falling into homelessness.
This is my skincare. Okay, we all need skincare. These are my shoes, my slides.
Ashley Manzano isn't carrying much as she checks out of her family's room at the Comfort Inn in Chula Vista. She's been staying here for the past 5 months. The floods on January 2nd forced Manzano to flee with her grandmother to her neighbor's roof. The house is still unlivable.
The walls are broken down and that's about it. There's no drywall put up, so it still needs a lot of work. I know what FEMA provided my family. My mother said it's not enough.
Manzano was housing insecure before the floods. The stress of the past few months has taken a toll on her family relationships. So she's going to be couch surfing with a friend 100 miles north in Ontario while she figures out her next move.
So this is what was a good home, just knowing you're safe. But I feel like we weren't really fully rested, especially people whose family members, they passed away. They're still, you know, not having to cope with that because they still have duties to do at home.
The San Diego City Council recently voted to provide an extra $3 million in emergency assistance for flood victims. But faced with a brutal and unforgiving housing market, some are falling through the cracks. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Rents went down over the past year in the city of San Diego and some other parts of the region. How much they've dropped depends a lot on where you live. And reporter Katie Anastas says in some places, the rent went up.
Some of the county's most expensive areas saw the biggest drops in rental costs over the last year. Coronado's median one-bedroom rent of $3,820 per month is down about 15%. But rent in less expensive areas is rising. National City's one-bedroom median of $1,920 is nearly 10% higher than it was last year. Miro Kopic is a marketing professor at San Diego State University.
The demand for more affordable housing is very, very high. What we're seeing is a little bit decline in demand for, you know, moderate to luxury type of housing.
The median one-bedroom rent in the city of San Diego was $2,370 in May, down about 1.5% compared to last year. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
A 140 acres of lush pastoral land sit tucked in the city of Vista. And until recently, many people didn't even know it existed until a large portion of that land went up for sale. Some of the potential buyers want to use the property to help those facing mental health issues and homelessness. But reporter Tanya Thorne tells us the proposed sale worries some who already provide services at the site.
Just off Sycamore Avenue and not far from a busy shopping center, you'll find Green Oak Ranch. They call themselves a retreat, but it's more than that.
We operate a camp and retreat center, an RV park for low-income residents of Vista, and a drug and alcohol recovery program.
Hannah Gailey is the executive director of Green Oak Ranch Ministry, the organization that's been leasing the ranch for 74 years. At a cost of $1 a year. But a large part of the property is now up for sale, 110 out of 140 acres. The section for sale includes the RV park, where Karen Allison lives.
So we've lived here for 8 years, my husband and I with our three children, and we came here as a solution out of homelessness.
Green Oak Ranch Ministries offered Allison and her family a FEMA trailer. It started as a rental agreement, and then turned into a rent-to-own opportunity.
So now we own the trailer. And we don't have a vehicle strong enough to pull it, but it's ours technically.
It was a safe haven, Allison says, her family needed coming out of homelessness.
So the first thing that we cherished, moving into a trailer, even though it's still really not big enough housing for a family of five, the first thing that we cherished was the privacy. Because anybody who's ever had to spend some time in a homeless shelter knows that that's not really one of the things that you're afforded there.
And they're not the only ones. There are about 30 families in the RV park who come from similar situations.
So we now pay a $1,000 site fee. We are in the fortunate position of having paid off our trailer. A lot of our neighbors still have to make payments on their trailer. Some are actually living in borrowed rigs that a church or a friend allows them to use. Some of our neighbors are refugees from different countries.
She says the affordable rent was a solution many of the families had been searching for. And with the future of the land in question, so are the community's living situations.
A year or two is a lot of notice, yes, but it doesn't really increase our alternative options. And I know in that time we won't suddenly make double of what we're earning right now. And now I don't know where we would go.
Next to the RV community is the land used for retreats and camps.
We can host up to 400 people at a time. We serve foster kids, Girl Scouts, church groups. We have thousands of kids that come through here each year, and that is a majority of our income.
Gailey with Green Oaks Ranch Ministries manages the camps. She says the income from them helps keep prices affordable for the RV park and the men's recovery program, also on site.
It's a 9-month program for $500 per month. And then after that, we offer a 6-month transitional living program where our guys can work off site and stay here for the $500 per month. And so we have had a good amount of success with that. Of the guys who stay 30 days or more, 40% graduate.
The men's program is on the 28 acres not for sale. But Gailey says the potential loss of the camp and land jeopardizes the program's model.
That we have a work therapy program. our men work the ranch. They take care of animals here, they clean cabins after camps, they provide all of the food for our camps, and they maintain the 140 acres. And in exchange, we are able to offer our program at $500 a month, which is well below the cost of having people here. So without our 110 acres, we have to change the model of what we do.
The sale is happening because the ranch's owner died. There are already several bids for the land, with proposals for supportive services for mental health and people who are unhoused. Karen Allison sees a contradiction in the plans.
It is ironic to come in and say, we want to use the ranch and expand the vision of serving the homeless population. And as part of that, these people have to go and lose their home. We would be made homeless over this.
We'll have more on what the proposals look like tomorrow. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
A green sea turtle named Gigi is back home in the San Diego Bay. SeaWorld released her there late last week. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge says it was a year after she was found floating in the bay.
Gigi was released at the edge of San Diego Bay to the cheers and laughter of onlookers and SeaWorld staff, and she wasted no time getting into the water. The bay is Gigi's old home, as it's home to about 60 green sea turtles. Gigi is missing her left front flipper, but Jenny Smith of SeaWorld says she was rescued by marine biologists because she was floating on the surface in a way that looked like trouble.
She was very buoyant, and sea turtles need to dive to find their food source. So we found that she was just gassy.
The gas that was trapped in her intestinal tract was causing her buoyancy and making it hard to dive. Smith says they had several methods of treatment, which included taking her for a drive on a bumpy road. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
What a cute story. I hope I get to see Gigi one day out in the bay. Well, that is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join me again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Emmeline Mohebi. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday, and I hope you are having a great start to your week.